State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
You're listening to Michigan Radio. With award-winning restaurants and lofts going for $500,000, Detroit's midtown and downtown areas are hot right now. But the view is different out in the neighborhoods. State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra went to the Osborne neighborhood on Detroit's east side, one of the poorest in the city, to see what's on the mind of residents there. She sent back this postcard.
All right, so it is 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday here. And what do we have going on?
So we're doing artisan omelets right here in the 3rd District. Now, what do you want on yours?
American cheese, white onions, turkey.
What's your name?
Meat. My name is Johnny Browning.
What are you doing here today?
Oh, I'm coming here to enjoy the breakfast and get a little prayer in there. You know, we all need prayer. So I should come right here and I can get it all. I can get a full stomach and a full heart. It's a double whammy, baby.
All right, can we bow our heads for a word of prayer, please? We thank you, Lord God, for this food. We thank you for the hands that prepared it. We thank you for the means to purchase it. We thank you for everyone who has come out today, who has arrived safely. We pray for their safe return home, Father. And we just give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's eat.
Okay, why don't you introduce yourself?
Brad Coulter, President and CEO of Matrix Human Services.
Quincy Jones, Executive Director for Osborne Neighborhood Alliance.
Just on a very basic level, what are sort of the major needs or concerns for folks living in this neighborhood?
I mean, just the top of my brain right now are really around just more housing, quality houses around rehab. Because of the mortgage crisis, a lot of homes were left abandoned. So we need quality homes for families to move in.
Well, I think what you don't hear about is all the small business formation that's going on in the neighborhoods.
Why don't you hear about it?
It's not as exciting as midtown and downtown, but it's really crucial if you're going to rebuild the neighborhoods that you reestablish the fabric of the community, which is small business, schools, and housing.
I've lived in the city all of my life, all my adult life, and a lot of the money is going into the downtown area. And just last week, they were talking about a senior apartment opening up that was affordable. Well, I called. And their affordability was not my affordability. $1,100 a month, I couldn't do that.
What is your sort of range that you would pay?
Five. You know, so even though they're building and rebuilding, the people that have left the city trying to get back into the city because of either losing their homes or whatever cannot afford to go back into the city. And that's what's sad.
What's your name?
Jayla.
Arshon.
How would you say things are going in the neighborhood?
I say pretty decent. Pretty decent.
Yeah, it's really going better than it was because we were going through a lot, but it's not as many killings and everything that have been happening lately. So I'm just thankful that we didn't lose nobody right now.
Have you lost somebody close to you before?
Yeah, I lost. He was like my godbrother. That was my sister's best friend since I was one. And he died when I was 12. He was shot going to pick up his friend from the airport. But it's not as bad as it used to.
What do you think has contributed to it calming down?
Really, us basically standing up for what we believe in, saying that we wasn't about to keep taking everybody dying.
My name is Gamayi, this Toriana, this Brandon, that's Turia, that's Diamond, and that's Mammon.
Actually, my name is Hawk Smash.
We're a close-knit family on the east side of Detroit. It's a rough neighborhood, but me and my neighbors, I cook, they cook, we share food, we hold neighborhood barbecues, we stick together.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.